I want to start today's show with another Views of the News rewind. Remember a few weeks ago we were talking about Brian Williams and media types coming to his defense? I played you this clip of Bill O'Reilly on the Jimmy Kimmel show.
I could see that when you come on a show like Kimmel or any of the late night shows, you don't want to be a dweeb, all right? You want to have something interesting to say. And that's what happens, is that a journalist will say, okay, I was there. And then this story, to make it more dramatic and interesting, will emerge.
Right.
And that's what he did. He embellished the story. Now, as again, if it's just one time, he'll get by. But if it's a pattern of this, it's going to be hard for him to come back and be the main anchor on NBC.
Interesting, yeah. Well, I think that's interesting that you have compassion for him. And
look, every public person in this country is a target. And with the internet, and you know what it is, it's a sewer. And these people delight in seeing famous people being taken apart. And I just think it's wrong.
At the time, we kind of shrugged our shoulders and said that O'Reilly had a bit of a point, that you don't want to be a dweeb, that you want to have a story to tell and one that's interesting, having something to say. That comment about it happening once being okay, but after that, well, a comeback would be hard. Little did we know, 2 weeks later, we'd be talking about a Mother Jones article headlined, Bill O'Reilly Has His Own Brian Williams Problem. In it, reporters David Korn and David Shulman claim O'Reilly told war stories about his time covering the conflict between the UK and Argentina back in the 80s, stories they say don't stand up to scrutiny. Here's one clip that they point to.
Right. Because I was in a situation in a war zone in Argentina in the Falklands where my photographer got run down and hit his head and was bleeding from the ear on the concrete, and the army was chasing us. I had to make a decision, and I dragged him off, you know, but at the same time I'm looking around and trying to do my job, but I figured I had to get this guy out of there because that was more important.
According to some of O'Reilly's then CBS colleagues, this isn't possible, that no American journalist made it to those locales. And among the most outspoken of them, Missouri School of Journalism alum and former KFRU news director Eric Enberg. Here he is on CNN's Reliable Sources.
Is Bill O'Reilly lying when he describes this combat situation?
Well, I think that what he's doing is he's trying to build it up into a more frightening and deadly situation than it was. It wasn't a combat situation by any sense of the word that I know. There were no people killed. He said that he saw troops fire into the crowd. I never saw that, and I don't know anybody who did. And I was there on the scene. What's interesting is not only did I not hear any shots, I didn't see any ambulances, I didn't see any tanks. I didn't see any armored cars, all of the things that you would have expected to see had people been shot.
So let me start by asking the two of you, what do we know and what's still a gray area here?
It seems like we know that truth is stranger than fiction, or maybe fiction is stranger than truth. What we know is that seven of O'Reilly's colleagues have said it wasn't quite that way, and that O'Reilly has responded by turning up the volume and swinging back.
I mean, I think part of the problem here is that you've got – we're sort of in this tit-for-tat thing. I mean, first you have the Brian Williams episode, and now all of a sudden you've got other journalists checking on other journalists. So it's sort of – we're in this tell-all phase about whether or not a story is true or a story is not true. And O'Reilly has taken to the airwaves to basically defend himself and say, I'm going to hold to my story and you guys can say whatever you want to say. So you've got these CBS, former CBS colleagues saying, we didn't see any of this. And he's saying, look, this is my story. Who are you going to believe, me or them? And that's basically what you have right now.
So who do you believe?
Well, I mean, the problem is that O'Reilly has created this sort of persona of himself of protecting his mantle. Some would say it's conservative mantle, it's the right mantle, but I believe it's him, his persona, regardless of whether you lean right or you lean left. And I think he's going to do whatever he needs to do in order to protect his brand. And if that means he's going to basically say that this is the left wing or mainstream media coming after me because of some of the things that I've done to them and use that as a way to protect himself, then that's what he's going to do. But I'm not surprised by the tack that he's taking. But then also I'm not surprised by those of his former CBS colleagues who are saying, wait a minute, but this is the truth as we saw it at the time. So you know, we feel like we have more of a more truth on our side than you have on yours.
I don't think that this is new. If we look back, Johnny Appel with the New York Times was always accused of exaggerating what happened in battles during the Vietnam War. It's a famous story where he said, North Vietnamese bullet went right through the seat of my pants. And no one ever found the pants. He said, I threw them out because they were garbage. And every journalist who was there said, no one would do that. You'd keep the pants as a souvenir. So I don't think that this is anything new. I think that is Ernest Luster. We're in this cycle of gotcha. But I also think that O'Reilly has done a really good job of positioning himself as I'm against the mainstream media. He's not saying, look, I'm right and you're wrong. What he's doing is he's calling the people who are accusing him, he's calling them gutter snipes and cowards. And
what is a gutter snipe exactly? Do we know?
I think it's something that he just made up.
Well, and that's also indicative of what his fighting back style kind of has been through this whole thing. The idea of if I just scream louder, that's going to make me more right.
Well, it's ad hominem attacks. And if I swing back and I portray this and I'm addressing my audience because he doesn't care what we think, it will pay off, and it has. They've had higher ratings the last few nights than they've had in a long time.
And basically, that's because now he has something to fight against. There's not been a whole lot of news coming out lately, and a lot of it has been sort of to their advantage. They don't have the antagonists on the other side. So now he has the antagonists, and it is his former colleagues and those who say, "Hey, you've had your own Brian Williams moment, and Fox News needs to come out and sanction you in a similar fashion that NBC sanctioned Brian Williams." Well, that's not going to happen because Fox News is a separate entity, and it doesn't play by those same rules that NBC does.